Hello. Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the second week of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 3, verses 7b to 15. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's gospel passage, Nicodemus, a well-educated person with strong beliefs, seems surprised and confused in his conversation with Jesus. The conversation is challenging because what Jesus is saying doesn't align with what Nicodemus holds as true. In response, Jesus encourages him to let the Holy Spirit dwell in him so that he may be reborn. Often we are told to surrender ourselves to the Spirit. But in today's passage, Jesus is not asking us to surrender. Instead, he asks us to open our minds and hearts to the Spirit. He's not asking us to give up anything, but just to listen to the Spirit. Our relationship with God is a relationship, which means that we take an active part in speaking and listening. It is in this relationship with the Spirit that we can understand who and what God is in our lives and souls, and who we are to God. Let us pray that we will truly open ourselves to the Holy Spirit in our lives so that we may come to know God and keep Him in our awareness as an ever-present and influential reality.